Of course, here I am again, Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. In these last couple months of the Performance Project, I want to do some review. In the last session, I talked about some of the Performance Project principles that apply not only to riding, but to life. Now I want to talk about the three Performance Project practices. You already know what they are. Maybe you do them, maybe you don't. Maybe you do them sometimes. Maybe like me, you're an 80%er. No matter. What matters is that you have them available to you forever. If you do them, you will get results. Each of these practices is based in neuroscience and they work. Though they've been woven throughout your Performance Project experience, I thought it would be useful to discuss them specifically now so you can be very present to them as you look forward toward what is next in your life and continue to navigate your way towards your goals. First, Feature Fridays are not just for fun. They are designed to inspire you to notice and highlight your successes and trigger regular dopamine hits. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter responsible for motivation. It is what causes the happy sensation that comes with success. Dopamine gives you the initial spark to set and pursue goals and then provides the heightened sense of satisfaction that comes with achieving them. If you're in the habit of noticing your wins and owning your own successes, you will be continually sparking that motivation fire. It's so crazy that we have to train ourselves to call out our wins. I think that this is something that should be taught in every school. The human brain naturally errs on the side of noticing threats. And we also live in a society that tends to encourage, women especially, not to stand out or speak up about our strengths. This means we have to unwind some of our old programming and form new neural pathways in order to get good at claiming and building on small wins. Obviously, it doesn't have to just be on Fridays. Practice listing your three favorite things about each day or naming the three things you're proud of after every ride. I was teaching a group lesson recently, and when I was asking about takeaways at the end, one of the riders, who's typically a little nervous and reserved, busted out a huge smile and she said, "I'm so proud of how I rode through that buck in the canter." And the rest of the group started cheering, not just because she rode through the buck, but because every one of us felt that surge of dopamine when she let herself be so proud and happy out loud. Our brains have neuroplasticity. You can improve your mood, your outlook, and your confidence by learning to look on the bright side and recognizing your strengths and successes. Don't let this habit fall by the wayside once the Performance Project is over. Make a plan to continue to highlight the high points in your life. The second Performance Project practice is setting intentions. And this doesn't just need to happen on Motivation Mondays. Intentions are not goals. They are a statement of where you want to put your focus. Setting intentions can help you gain clarity and prioritize. You may not always feel motivated or clear enough to set an intention, but this is why it's such a good idea to do it. If you have a difficult decision to make, or you feel overwhelmed, or you're having trouble getting started on something, setting a clear intention can help clear all the clutter out of your mind and get you into action. Intentions don't necessarily have to be about doing either. They can be about being. If you have a thought habit that you want to change or a new belief you'd like to adopt or an attitude you'd like to cultivate, you can set intentions around those things. It's very much like when you go out to ride your horse. You hopefully don't just ride around aimlessly hoping to progress. You make a plan. You have an objective and you decide what to focus on. As in riding, in life. Setting intentions is a practice. It's not something you stop doing if you don't follow through once or twice or if things go sideways. The third Performance Project practice is the power hour. Most of us spend a lot of time feeling like we don't have enough time and questioning how we spend our time. If you have a power hour practice, you will feel in control of your time and your life. You will make conscious choices rather than excuses. You will be more able to prioritize and delegate. Almost everyone I work with says at first, that they don't have either the time or the self-discipline to set aside a weekly power hour for themselves. The power hour consists of 1 hour at the beginning of every week dedicated to setting intentions, planning, and scheduling. It's that simple. Sit down and plan out your week. Having a power hour is the starting point for effective time management. It ensures that you get the right amount of rest, play, and work. And I promise you, you do have the time and you do have the self-discipline. And I promise you, it'll be worth it. People talk all the time about wanting balance in their lives. The thing is, life will never be balanced. You will never have equal amounts of work, play, and personal time. What you can have, though, is a well-integrated life. You can make the different parts of your life fit together like puzzle pieces and feel more peace by making commitments around how you want to spend your time and sticking to them. A power hour is a weekly half halt for your life, an opportunity to redirect, reorganize, and generate more intention and power. Would you do an entire ride without a half halt? What would happen if you did? Would you feel a little out of control? You shouldn't go through a whole week without a half halt either. Having a weekly power hour helps make it easier for you to keep your commitments to yourself. It's a cure for overwhelm. It allows you to trust that there will be enough time and that you will get done what needs to get done. So here's how to do it. Take 1 hour at the beginning or the end of your week to plan the week ahead. Plan it at a time that makes sense, and then guard it fiercely. Once you sit down for your power hour, block out free time and riding time first on your schedule and exercise if that's you. Second, schedule the things that you have to do, like going to work, picking the kids up from school, feeding the horses, whatever it is that you have to do. And then number three, do a to-do list download. Get all the things out of your head onto a list. And then start to add the to-do list things to your calendar. Add the most important things first. You may have to do some estimates as to how long things will take, and that's fine. Okay, and then number five, anything that there's not room for on next week's schedule, you either put it in off to the next week, or you delegate it, or you cross it off your list. This will help keep you from trying to fit 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag all the time. If you haven't gotten around to implementing a power hour into your life yet, consider trying it now. Live on purpose. Your power hour can be an anchor for the habits and routines that will ultimately lead you to more freedom and peace of mind. Part of the purpose of the Performance Project is to help you create powerful practices. The ones I just listed are universally important for us as human beings and as riders. It is your practices and your routines, the things you do regularly with intention, that will get you the results you want in your life. Your practices keep you grounded when you lose your footing and can help you get back on track when you feel lost. I have over and over learned this in my own life. Looking back over this crazy year, ask yourself, what are your personal practices that have helped you continually refocus and stay resilient? I recently had a client make a big discovery about her own personal practices. She's been struggling with cyclical depression and been feeling frustrated with getting on track and then getting off track in all areas of her life. She knew her important routines were riding her horses, exercising, and getting the paperwork done for her job, but she just could not seem to stay consistent with those, and she would get perpetually discouraged. Her inner critic would go crazy and she would just get in a really negative spiral and lose motivation. This pattern was keeping her from achieving her riding goals, her health goals, and meeting her own expectations at work. So a few months ago, she decided to try journaling. She would spend a few minutes every evening writing, just writing. She would get out all the negative crap swirling in her mind. She would lay down her fears and her frustrations on paper. And then she'd write about her intentions for the next day. She did this consistently for a week or so, and then she was stunned by what happened. Her inner critic quieted down. She was able to stay more methodical and consistent with all her routines. She was sleeping better, and her depression started to wane. The writing was like a daily clearing of cobwebs for her. It helped her get past her negative thought habits and begin to get in touch with what really mattered. This has now become an important practice for her that she knows helps her keep her mind quiet so that she can keep all her balls spinning in the direction she wants. So as we round out this year, ask yourself what your personal practices are. Is there one that you'd like to try or put in place as we go into winter that will help you keep your mind quiet and your balls spinning all in the right direction? Play with these.